Johnny Mack with your daily comedy news. Michael D. Cohen, you remember him. He was the longtime personal lawyer for Donald J. Trump. In an interview, Michael D. Cohen said the former president would turn on anyone to save himself, including his own children. Jimmy Kimmel referred to Cohen as the guy who mortgaged his own house to pay for Stormy Daniels, only to be cast aside by Mr. Wonderful. Michael Cohen, who knows Donald Trump as well as anyone else, believes in the end the snake will devour his own eggs, Seth Meyers said. Said Trump, alleged children, Kimmel. It's almost like he's speaking from personal experience, huh, Kimmel? The saddest part's going to be when Trump forgets to pin a crime on Tiffany. Seth, can't believe I'm saying it, but I think prison was great for Michael Cohen. Came out with a new attitude and a quiver full of zingers. Got rid of that baby blue jacket. Did you see the House of Representatives voted 252-175 to form a commission to investigate the January 6th Capitol riots? Fallon said, yeah, not only did 175 Republicans vote against the commission, they also want to make January 6th bring your insane rioter to work day. Colbert, Republicans seem to think if they don't talk about January 6th, no one else will either. It's all laid out in the new movie, A Riot's Place. I don't like that one, Stephen Colbert. Seth Meyers said, we were all watching it live. We saw it happen. You can't just wave your hand in front of our faces and tell us that it didn't happen like you're starring in some new Disney Plus spinoff called Bleepin' Jedi. Stephen Colbert announced starting on June 14th, they'll have a full audience in the Ed Sullivan Theater. All guests of the show will need to require proof that they are fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Face masks will be optional for those in the crowd. Stephen Colbert said, over the last 437 days, my staff and crew and family have amazed me with their professionalism and creativity as we made shows for an audience we couldn't see or hear. I look forward to once again doing shows for an audience I can smell and touch. John Oliver this week on Last Week Tonight, he focused on the amount of sponsored content creeping into local news broadcast to prove how easy it is to fool a program to airing such a thing. He made one. He said, it's far too easy to make a ridiculous product that makes outlandish claims and get it on a local TV. And the reason I know is that we did. The show's production team set up a company called Venus Inventions, who are the makers of the Venus Veil, which is described as, quote, the world's first sexual wellness blanket. They created a website and hired an actress. ABC4 in Utah ran a segment on it Friday. Oliver said it was very easy to get the segment on the air and noted that the staffer interviewing the actress promoting the product was the station's chief medical correspondent. John said, it seems striking that she didn't have any follow-ups on claims we made about the veil that you would hope a medical correspondent would immediately take issues with. Some of those claims included scientific gibberish, such as it having cutting-edge technology developed in Germany about 80 years ago. Oliver said, I would have some questions about that particular period in German history. KVUE in Austin also fell for the fake product. Oliver noted the segment ran in the same hour as coverage of the ceasefire in the Middle East, a shortage of lifeguards in local public pools, and an investigative story of criminal justice and bail reform. One of these things is not like the other, and it's definitely a Nazi-era shag blanket. Denver's Mile High Living did a segment where the actress appeared in the studio with the product, which of course was just a regular blanket. Oliver said, none of this was nearly difficult enough to get on TV, and it wasn't even that expensive. The Denver show charged $2,800, Austin billed $2,650, and Utah $1,750. Oliver feels the integrity of local news is crucially important, and there's real harm in everyone if that integrity is damaged. He also took a job at his new old corporate bosses at the end of the opening credits. The credits showed the AT&T logo exploding into a ball of fire with the words, I hope the new different rich idiots don't F this up, and corporate parent underneath that. I'm seeing good reviews for Saturday Night Live. The AV Club wrote about a sketch that seems pretty funny. It's a retro episode of the Hollywood Squares from 1998 that keeps getting cut down as the Game Show Network would rather not remember guest spots from Bill Cosby, Jared Fogle, you know, the subway guy, and Secret Square Matt Lauer. So once they cut out Center Square Bill Cosby, there's a pretty big hole in GSN's rerun. Subway pitch creep Jared Fogle, as described by AV Club, is unfortunately seen ogling the underage Olsen twins before he too is replaced. Also replaced is NBC exile Matt Lauer. Even those who aren't in trouble get cut out of the episode. Apparently Baby Spice's people in the sketch have requested that her badly aged praise of Bill Cosby and Jared Fogle also be deleted from the episode. That sounds pretty funny. I look forward to watching it with my wife because we watch Saturday Night Live together now, apparently. Bill Burr was on his own podcast. He took a question from a listener about Minnesota. A listener from Sweden wrote Bill Burr and said he was starting to watch the NFL and wondered what team he should follow, suggesting that due to his Scandinavian roots, the Vikings seem a logical choice. Bill Burr concurred and ran off a quick history about the Vikings. He noted they were the last NFL championship winners prior to the AFL and NFL merger in 1969. He then went into the Vikings' noted lack of success since then, describing them as the original Buffalo Bills for their run of four Super Bowl losses in the 70s. After impressing himself with his recollections, Bill Burr told the listener, "You're basically signing up for a franchise that has a history of breaking people's hearts, but you should definitely jump in because, mathematically speaking, it has to be coming to an end here. You're from bleeping Scandinavia. You should pick the Vikings. They've crapped the bed for 60 years other than in 1969 with Joe Kapp, I think it was." And then he talked about Minnesota self. He said, "I think if you flew over and went to a game, you'd love Minnesota, the Twin Cities. It's a great place to be. And you'd see a lot of Scandinavia bloodline out there. Get yourself a Juicy Lucy and have a great time. Minnesota is one of my favorite places." And then he added, "You can skip the Mall of America. What you should do instead is watch a highlight of the Minnesota North Stars in that stadium. I would do that instead of going to that bleeping mall." Today's Daily Comedy News is brought to you by Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming champions of the world. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped just launched their fourth-generation trimmer, the Lawnmower 4.0. You heard that right, the 4.0. I got one. Join over 2 million men and me who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer to you. Get out a pen. You can write this down. It's 20% off. Free worldwide shipping, the code DCN. It's like Daily Comedy News, you know, DCN. You're going to go to manscaped.com and use the promo code DCN, 20% off, free worldwide shipping. Imagine shaving with a sleek, well-designed, optimized trimmer that makes shaving time your favorite time in the bathroom. Manscaped engineered the ultimate groin and body trimmer by focusing on intelligent functionality and an incredible, comfortable grooming experience. Their fourth generation trimmer features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. We don't want any of those, and you won't get one with the Lawnmower 4.0. You can customize your trim. There's some guards that come with it, sizes 1 through 4. Wireless charging. You don't have to use the same trimmer that you use on your face, you know, that could get a little awkward. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code DCN at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use code DCN. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped. If you enjoy the show and you would like to be a supporter of the show, this is a great time to go to buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. You can throw a couple bucks in the tip jar. $5 is the recommended amount. You can also become a member and your card will send me $5 automatically once a month. A couple of you do that. I appreciate that. This right here is an iced coffee with not caramel. What'd I get today? Butter pecan and milk, and it's almost empty. You can hear the ice is melted and I've got about 2 sips left, so I could use one. buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. Bo Burnham's new special will debut on Netflix this weekend. I'm not going to be able to watch it. Kids graduating, soccer tournament, Memorial Day. Got to hang out by the pool if I'm home at all. But maybe Tuesday night. But for the rest of you, Bo Burnham Inside will globally premiere on May 30th. Let's get out the calendar. When is May 30th? That's Sunday night. That's weird, Netflix. Maybe it's not Sunday night. It's Sunday. It's probably 3 a.m. Whatever. It's Sunday. Burnham had first announced it on Twitter saying, "Hi, I made a new special. It was filmed by me alone without a crew or an audience over the course of the past year. It's almost finished. I hope you like it." Well, it's finished now. Bo Burnham Inside Netflix, Sunday, May 30th. Enjoy. Jessica Watkins has a new documentary. It's called Special-ish. She's from Nashville, and she recognizes the need for comics to have some sort of edge to distinguish themselves from the rest of the pack. She decided her shtick would be walking across the United States. This apparently a trek that goes unfinished by about half the people who started. Only half? Watkins documented her long meandering journey for Special-ish, integrating stand-up and self-exploration. A talking head of herself and a comedy set from 2017 serve as the narration from the clips from her 2014 transcontinental trip. The expedition proves anything but straightforward, you think? In both the literal and figurative senses, Watkins' trajectory is diverted several times due to the birth of her nephew and a family illness, and the idea of quitting is not far from her mind. While she relies on the kindness of strangers and her family during the trip, This is really a story about Watkins finding something, strength, resilience, peace of mind on her own. The comedian wrote, directed, and produced the entire documentary herself with a deft, if occasionally heavy hand, says Pace Magazine. Now, I would tell you where to check this out, but I just realized Pace Magazine didn't mention it, but I have Google, so I typed in specialish, nothing. Specialish Watkins, nothing. Let me try specialist Jessica Watkins. Here it is. You'll find it at jessicawatkinscomedy.com. Jessica, you need to work on your SEO. That is your comedy news for today. You can follow this show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your shows. I want you to know where to get this show, although you've apparently figured it out. So who is this message for, John? I'll tell you who it's for. It's for the people that have just discovered this episode, somehow made it 15 minutes in. I want them to come back. So they're going to hit follow, and you and them, I'll see everybody tomorrow.